Now let's take a look at what's going on here in theater in Los Angeles. I'm going to ring that bell for Intimate Theater. I believe LA has some of the absolute best Intimate Theater. And this week we have two productions that are not to be missed. First up at the Fountain Theater, Alabaster. The Fountain Theater presents the Los Angeles premiere of Alabaster, a darkly comic southern drama about love, art, and the power of women. The journey of a noted photographer lands her in the mysterious realm of an undiscovered folk artist hiding away in North Alabama in this funny and poignant new play that's been nominated for the Pulitzer Prize.
When I first read Alabaster, I had an immediate reaction of how powerful the script is in terms of its ability to evoke healing, love, the power of art, the power of women, and also its amazing kind of straddling the fence between tragedy and comedy. It is still like really funny in parts, and the characters are incredibly human and warm and engaging, and the journey that they take us on is just knockout. It also talks about and viscerally demonstrates the power of art as a way of bringing us all together and healing. It also very much demonstrates the power of women to connect, to find solutions, to find humanity, and to figure out a way to move on. The Fountain is, you know, one of the preeminent theaters in Los Angeles and is known not just locally, but known nationally. And so it's a thrill for me to be able to work on that stage. It's also the perfect place for Alabaster. The stage and the intimacy and the connection to the audience and the passion of everybody that works there. It's just the perfect venue for this play to happen in LA.
I was incredibly moved by this production, and I will say that there are some surreal aspects of the story that usually it's not something that I gravitate towards. I like a little bit more grounded. I like a little bit more realistic in kind of most storytelling. However, I feel like if you're going to do something surreal, I want you to earn it for me. I don't want to lose the emotional connection. I want to feel grounded in its emotions. And I have to say that Alabaster does this so remarkably well that I found myself getting choked up over some of the more surreal aspects. You know, I'm such a fan of what goes on at the Fountain Theater that you know, I'm rooting for these shows. And honestly, whenever I go see anything, I'm rooting for it. I want to enjoy myself. I want to be inspired. I want to feel something. I never am there to pull something apart. So when, for example, when I'm watching theater and something kind of surreal happens, or I just need it to be emotionally grounded so that I don't fall out of it. And boy, they do it so, so well. You know, one of the parts of their marketing, and I mentioned it in the opening, is that it's a story about the power of women. And it is. However, I found it to be really, truly a story about grief and how people from all walks of life have to manage grief. I recently had my own bit of grief recently. This is so weird to say. Okay, so here's the deal. I'm not a big Facebook person, you know, really. And when I do see people go on there and talking about their, you know, their pets that have passed on, it's not that I make fun. I don't make fun of it. It's just it's hard for me to really connect to that. I understand, you know, or to really. And I'm going to be honest, or to really sympathize, so I can sympathize in the moment. It's just difficult for me to, you know, go, you know, this person's life must be shattered. I just lost. I shouldn't say I. My family just lost our Bernese Mountain Dog, Brody, who had been with us for, he was about 10 and a half years old, which is pretty old for a Bernese Mountain Dog. And I can't express to you the amount of grief that I had and still have. And now when I think back on people who post these things online and everyone making comments about the Rainbow Bridge, I get it. I get it. When I went to see Alabaster, it was still very, very fresh. Brody's passing. I mean, it literally just happened. Earlier this week. In fact, he was still alive when I saw the production, and we knew it was going to happen. So when I'm seeing the show and I'm seeing people dealing with death and grief, and I'm seeing the surreal goat dealing with pain and death and grief, I was so incredibly moved by the experience. Because it's not an individual experience. It's not my experience, though I've had my experience. It's universal. You can't live on this planet and not have had lost someone. And I've lost people before. Absolutely. But man, oh man, losing, and now I'm getting a little farther away from Alabaster, but losing Brody was so and is so incredibly difficult for me. And I said to Jennifer not too recently, I almost wish Brody was a little bit more of an asshole. This wouldn't have been so difficult. But because he was, as many of our pets are, so genuinely sweet, good-natured, warm, that losing him doesn't just feel, it doesn't just make you feel vacant, it feels cruel. But I am reminded that these animals give a lot to us. And it's our job to shepherd them through this life, however brief it may be. Alabaster, to get back to Alabaster, it's dealing with all sorts of grief. And they manage it magnificently. The actors on this stage are tremendous. This is a theatrical experience that is bar none. And I promise you, you will not be sorry. I implore you to go see this production. It is running from now until March 30th at the Fountain Theater in Hollywood. Go to fountaintheater.com for more information.